sparkled high 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, development, very interesting development in Milwaukee County. And it's coming from a state legislator who is well-regarded and influential in Milwaukee. Sylvia Ortiz-Velez represents a district on the south side of Milwaukee. And she had an idea and held a press conference that frankly had not occurred to me. It's a very, very good idea. And here's what it is. She's demanding a civil rights review of the legislature's freezing money to Milwaukee County for the last number of years, which is going to result in the elimination of our transit system in Milwaukee and our park system, maintenance of our park systems in Milwaukee by the year 2027. So we have 5 years to go. And what that has done is they have frozen money to Milwaukee for years, ever since Scott Walker. And there has been a decline of $455 million since 2010. And that is uninflated. That's not adjusted for inflation. So the state aid to Milwaukee has declined $455 million in the last 11 years, say. The last 11 years. Milwaukee has a majority of the state's Black and Latino residents. And the Republican legislators, now it's a gerrymandered legislature, so you don't have people running for office in mixed seats or in seats where they have to appeal to people on both sides or to moderates or independents. And you have these hardcore Shiite Republicans, these black ops, dark money androids, Stepford wives, bristling with various hatreds. And there have been a number of them have said things that just have flat out disparaged the racial makeup in Milwaukee. You've had people from Menominee Falls, people elsewhere who have said things about lack of safety in high schools, cut off their money if they don't get their crime rate under control, in the past on interracial dating, that kind of thing. And so it is very clear in the Republican Party that there is a reason, quite frankly, for simply chopping off money and let Milwaukee County decline. And in 5 years, no bus system, no public transit system, and our parks simply won't have any maintenance whatsoever. Now, what are the consequences to this? What is Sylvia Ortiz-Velez suggesting, and what is the solution? Well, the consequences, and I don't think enough people have gotten up and said this, Milwaukee sends hundreds of millions of dollars more to the state than it gets back. Not just frozen, you know, the decline of $455 million since 2010, but even before that, Milwaukee sends hundreds of millions of dollars more to the state than it gets back. Because virtually every major company in the state is in Milwaukee County. There are exceptions. Epic is a great exception. Obviously, Exact Science is a great exception, and there are others. And there are others in the Fox Valley. I get it. But if you're talking about the Brewing Company, Northwest Mutual Life, Johnson Controls, these are major, major companies, and there's many, many of them in Milwaukee County. Some of these people live in the city, in the North Shore, some of the executives. And what you are doing when you deprive a county of its bus system, an urban county, and the maintenance of its parks, you are hitting at the quality of life of the executives and the workers in those industries. Recruiting people to Milwaukee is an art, and it's a pleasant art, and I've done it for my law firm. I was on the recruiting committee for a while. When people see Milwaukee, they get to know Milwaukee, they get to know the culture, they get to know our terrific symphony, terrific opera, really two opera companies, the Florentine and the Skylight Opera Company, theater company, dance company, repertory theater company. We have the Bucks, we have the Brewers. This is a terrific place to live, right on Lake Michigan. It's very clean, it's very terrific. But we want it to stay that way. And large companies are not going to be successful in recruiting people with the kind of skills they need to run those companies if you have some clowns, some people seething over in Madison thinking it's funny to knock out the transit system and the maintenance of the parks in Milwaukee. Our park systems, we have, what, 132 parks around the county? We have the most magnificent municipal park system in the country. Yeah, you can talk about Central Park in New York. I've been through Central Park in New York. It's great. Olmsted, who designed it, also designed Lake Park in Milwaukee. He designed Lake Park in Milwaukee. And so why are you letting a handful of hacks over in Madison just starve the city? And I say that, I'm not exaggerating. Just freeze any aids so that over time, inflation makes it impossible to maintain the services here. And yet all the while, Milwaukee is sending hundreds of millions of dollars more to the state than it's getting back. Then Milwaukee said, Milwaukee has a 1.5% sales tax for the city, for the county. They asked it to go to 1%. Legislature wouldn't do it. I don't like sales taxes. Sales taxes are regressive. Somebody who's unemployed and somebody who's very wealthy pays the same tax. That's not right. These revenues should be coming back in revenues from the state that come from income taxes. But in any event, Sylvia Ortiz-Vélez's idea is to demand a civil rights investigation of this. In other words, put it on a different level. Let's say for some reason Waukesha County or Ozaukee County, or let's say Green Lake County, or let's say any other county in the state other than Dane, were the revenue generator of the state, the cultural engine of the state, and had a magnificent park and transit system, the legislature would be falling over itself, the Republican gerrymandered majority, to send money back, to send a fair share, not send anything they don't deserve, send part of what they're sending anyway back. It would still be a net contribution by that county to the state. But because it's Milwaukee County, and because these various hacks routinely hurl grenades and F-bombs from around the state at Milwaukee because of its racial composition, everybody nods and smirks. Everybody in the Republican Party nods and smirks. Now, the Republican Party has lost voting share among its traditional suburban base for a lot of reasons. Trump was a major reason. Trump was a major reason betraying us to Vladimir Putin, the crudity, and a lot of other things, the attacks on democracy now. But at some point, if somebody is the CEO or the CFO or the COO or has a responsible position in some of these companies, does it not finally occur to him that if he's in a county that has no park system and no transit system, he ain't going to recruit anybody? So I support what Sylvia Ortiz-Vélez is doing. It's a stroke of genius. I think that the civil rights authorities and the federal government, the Justice Department, should look at it. What the consequence is difficult because courts don't order legislatures to send money, but they can issue declaratory judgments. So stand by. This is a very, very important development. Glad to see it happen. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.